It's been 3 years. The war is still not over. For us both to be here, still alive, is enough.
Previews of coming attractions.
Alright, welcome back to Sunday Night in Cinema 3. Opening this week in theaters is Pacific Rim Uprising, the little sequel that could, starring John Boyega, Scott Eastwood, and Jing Tian. I haven't seen it yet, but I know I will be seeing it next weekend with my son up in St. John, New Brunswick, so I will report back afterward. I did enjoy the original, and I have no reason to expect that I won't feel the same way about the sequel. The other two wide releases that intrigue me the most this week are the new Steven Soderbergh picture starring Claire Foy called Unsane, and the new Wes Anderson picture, a stop-motion animated film called Isle of Dogs. I love Soderbergh, and I enjoyed the creepiness of the trailer, so I might check out Unsane sometime in the next week. I also love Wes Anderson, and his other stop-motion animated film, The Fantastic Mr. Fox, is one of my favorite films of his, so I think I might have to catch Isle of Dogs on the big screen too. Interesting stuff this week in limited release includes the adaptation of the comic series I Kill Giants, about a girl in a dystopian world who is essentially that world's Buffy the Vampire Slayer, only with giants instead of vampires, and not so much brooding. It looks good, but I will probably catch it when it streams. As for home video, not many new releases this week. There is Jumanji with The Rock and Kevin Hart. My wife and I watched it last week, and it had some laughs and some exciting bits. It's an enjoyable way to pass the time, but not something I would worry about owning. I haven't seen the first two Pitch Perfect films, so there isn't much point in me owning or probably even watching the third. My wife loves them, so perhaps she will own it one day. Finally on DVD, a weird-looking comedy starring Matt Damon called Downsizing, about people who voluntarily get themselves shrunk and live in a miniature, bottled city of Kandor gated community, for some reason. I assume it's something to do with using fewer resources. I don't think I really get what the point of the film is. Did they buy a zoo? Or is that something else?
Previously, on Sunday Night in Cinema 3.
10 years ago in Cinema 3, I had the unexpected pleasure of seeing a film called Doomsday, starring Rona Mitra and Malcolm McDowell. It's a love letter to John Carpenter from writer-director Neil Marshall, who also made The Descent and has directed prestige television like Westworld and Hannibal. The film takes place in a post-apocalyptic quarantined Scotland, where Malcolm McDowell gravely describes how a virus threatened the future of humanity. He does not explain the bizarre production design, which looks like Prince directed a remake of The Minority Report, but it does add to the overall charm. Doomsday is essentially a gender-swapped escape from New York, with wee Rona Mitra as Snake Plissken, exchanging her impressive skills for a chance at freedom. If you think that sounds awesome, you're right, it is. It couldn't have been easy to make a film look this cheap with the technology that was available to them in 2008, but they managed. The film looks like a segment from a comic relief special, with sets and wardrobe and props that weren't in use from the BBC's inventory. The techno score is great. Seeing it again now after the rise in popularity of synthwave and 80s-styled films and movies, Doomsday feels like a bridge between those originals and newer films like Mad Max Fury Road. It jumps around from one influence to another, and each scene seems weirder than the last. I half expected to see Ninja Master Gordon show up. It looks like a live-action film that Heavy Metal Magazine would make. Anyway, after all that struggling of how to describe it, do I recommend it? I guess so. It holds up pretty well since it's essentially just a remix of various cheesy post-apocalypse films. So if you like that kind of thing, you'll probably like Doomsday.
Intermission.
So earlier I was talking about Isle of Dogs and stop-motion animation, so this seems like a good week to talk about animation. I'm both an animation nerd and an animation novice in some respects. I have seen and enjoyed the history of American animation from Gertie the Dinosaur to the Fleischer Studio to classic Disney to TV and commercial animation to Bruce Timm, Adult Swim, and Pixar, landing at the wide range of feature animation that we have today. I have also enjoyed some of the classic anime films and TV series, but to be honest, I've got nothing on your average teenager when it comes to that stuff. I've also had the good fortune to watch a lot of the wonderful animated shorts created by the National Film Board here in Canada, as well as most of Hayao Miyazaki's films from Japan, Aardman Studios' stop-motion films from the UK, and more. Anyway, you get it. I love animation. I'm glad that the animation arms race at the studios has led to a strong vein of films that are imaginative and smart and emotionally intelligent, and not just some generic Don Bluth junk. I'm glad that TV animation runs the gamut from genuinely educational to entertaining to bizarre and disturbing. And Netflix has been behind some pretty good animation too as part of its effort to create all media. I do wish they would bring back Clone High and the Ed Grimley cartoon, but I digress. I don't really have a point here. I just wanted to talk a little about animation and ask you what you love about animation and what you would recommend to me now that you know what I've already seen. What animated show or film would you make everyone watch if you could? Leave your answer and anything else you want to say in the comments on this episode at SundayNightInCinema3.com.
And now, our feature presentation.
And finally, this week's selection from my DVD collection is another Chinese film. This time it's Ang Lee's Lust Caution, a huge hit in Asia in 2007 and winner of the Golden Lion Award in Venice, as well as Best Picture in the Hong Kong Film Awards. The film is set in Hong Kong during the Second World War, where a Chinese diplomat, played by Tony Leung, has brought his wife, played by Joan Chen from Twin Peaks. She thinks it's to avoid the horrors of war on the mainland, but in truth, he's recruiting agents for the puppet government that was in power at the time. A resistance group based at Shanghai University thinks that he is a traitor, and after a successful run of a patriotic play and the largesse of a parent, they spend their summer break in Hong Kong insinuating themselves into Tony Leung's life and household. This effort is led by the young actress Tang Wei in what was her first film role. Miss Wei is fascinating as a student who sacrifices a great deal for her cause. I bought this DVD used from a video store in Kingston a few years ago when it was going out of business. I started to watch it once or twice since then, but never actually managed to watch the entire film until this week. I'm glad I finally did. Ang Lee is one of those directors who makes films filled with lush cinematography, beautiful period details, and even exciting action sequences, but it's always in service of depicting complex human relationships. Lust Caution reminds me in many ways of an Alfred Hitchcock film, from a very different but no less chilling perspective. I do recommend the film, but it's worth noting before you rush out and buy it or download it or whatever you're going to do, that it is very sexually explicit in its depiction of the affair between Tony Leung and Tang Wei. Not quite as explicit as, say, Gaspar Noé's Love, but by the standards of a typical Chinese film, it is surprising. So if that kind of thing concerns you, be prepared to cover your eyes for a few minutes.
Roll the credits.
Sunday Night in Cinema 3 is produced, written, and recorded by Scott Marshall. That's me. With much appreciated help from Nicole Slip and the nice people at the Central Branch of the Halifax Public Library. Sunday Night in Cinema 3 is copyright 2018 by Scott Marshall, all rights reserved. Please send your feedback, questions, or concerns to Sunday Night in Cinema 3, that's the number 3, not the written out word 3, at gmail.com or through social media. Visit SundayNightInCinema3.com for our links to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and whatever other social media platforms I can stand to deal with. This podcast does not have any advertisements because I figure we all have enough advertising in our lives, but it does have some modest expenses. So if you'd like to support the podcast, you can check out my Patreon at patreon.com/scottmarshall. That's 2 T's, 2 L's. For as low as $1 a month, you will have exclusive benefits, including outtakes and bonus material from the podcast, a heads up on what's coming up from me, and access to other exclusive digital content that I haven't even thought of yet. The Patreon also has a community forum where you can talk to each other or ask me questions. And if you subscribe for $5 a month or more, you will receive regular packages of physical stuff from me in the mail, including comics, art prints, stickers, game prototypes, and whatever else I can think of to send. Whatever you do, thank you very much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. See you next Sunday in Cinema 3.
Good night.